Hello?
Hello?
This is Rachel with a call back from customer support. How can I help you?
Okay, just a minute, please. Terry?
Yeah, I'm right here on the phone.
Is this Rachel with the call back from customer
Terry?
Support? And how can
I'm
I
on the phone. What do you want?
The telephone. You call somebody for support?
Okay, hello?
Yes, this is Rachel calling back from customer support. How can I help you, please?
Customer support from what company?
Oh, we provide customer service to multiple online companies, about 400. We received a request for callback for assistance through our automated system.
I don't know that I call customer support. You got to help me out here.
Well, we don't do manual callbacks. There was your number apparently was put in our system for a callback. And
Okay. All right. Because you're not the company. Okay. You are customer support for numerous companies?
That's correct.
Okay. So can I ask you what company you are calling me about? Because I made a couple calls this morning and I don't know which one your customer support for right now.
I actually, sir, won't know which one until I pull up information for you, if you'd like to provide your zip code and your name.
My name is Terry Fuller. That's T-E-R-R-Y. Last name is Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R.
Okay.
What did you need? Zip code?
Yes, sir. Zip code and name.
I gave you the name, so the zip code is 49690.
Okay, thank you so much. Pardon me, I am accessing information. Yeah, once I get information pulled up, that'll help a lot. I do apologize for the wait. I am still accessing information.
No, no problem.
All right, Mr. Fuller, for security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
4384 Bunker Hill Road, Williamsburg, Michigan.
Okay, thank you for that information. I've gotten an account located that shows your last name and address, but it shows a lady's name on the account, possibly.
Yes, Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E.
Okay, so it does show that. Let's see, get the rest of it up here. All right, it shows the call is regarding a canceled account for a shopping store membership that started with a gadget offer, let's see, for the smartwatch. And it looks like there were refunds that have already been issued.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You're very correct there. But they keep sending me a bill. And I've even changed my credit card. Had the bank change it 3 times. I don't know how. But anyway, my wife and I have no clue of anything about a smartphone that she ordered. I bought my wife a smartphone from Walmart right over in town here, okay? So I have no idea. We have no idea what that is. I've talked to my bank. They've put in disputes, things, and the company goes back and says, okay, no problem, issue's been resolved, and then they push through the charge like a month later to see if I'm going to miss it, I think, okay? And then I have to get another credit card. So I've called them today. I finally got through to them. It's very difficult to get through to that company. The guy sounded like he was talking underwater or drinking a glass of water or something. But anyway, and he told me what it was, what the item was supposed to be. And Tommy says, yes, and I says, we've had a dispute on several things. And I just told him, I says, I'm going to be contacting my bank again. And I says, I'll let them investigate it. I'm not the investigator. So anyway, I've done my part. I'm turning it over to the bank again. And you must have got involved because I made a call to them and they didn't answer to this company out in California, and they didn't answer it. They turned it over. They contacted you, but yes, I made the phone call to you, and I was put on hold. Not on hold. They said, we'll have a representative call me back just as soon as possible, and that's what you're doing. So anyway, I just filled you in on what I'm doing here. I don't know what you can do because you're like a third party, maybe fourth party. But I'd like to get dispute taken care of, and I'm not paying for something that I didn't get. Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. Are you still there? Oh, okay.
Well, sir, I'm listening to you.
Uh-huh. Okay. No, it went awful quiet, so I thought maybe we got disconnected. So that's why I said, are you still there? So anyway, I don't know what you can do.
Well, it shows that there was a refund that was issued on August 8th. It shows chargeback was placed on September 21.
Mm-hmm.
So with the chargeback that's been done, we pretty much tied when it comes to placement for the chargeback. If you have a new charge that has showed up because of a previously disputed charge, you'd have to reach back out to your bank regarding that.
Okay, and that's what I did. I've got an appointment today at 2:30.
Okay.
So yeah. I guess I've done everything that's possible, and so we'll find out. It's just crazy because once the dispute gets solved, then they push it back out, and what the bank found out is it's not a computer push out, it's a manual one. So they know that they're doing it. So. I'll just keep changing credit cards.
Well, it shows that the account's been canceled though since August 8th, so there's been no active account since the 8th of August.
Well, I got the paperwork covered upstairs. Wait a minute, hang on.
Okay.
Just a minute, let me get upstairs. Okay, I got a statement from the bank. It's dated November 21st, 2022. It says, your dispute has been resolved and the merchant has issued a credit. Okay? And then... on my November statement, October-November statement, okay, they show, the bank statement shows 1121, purchase adjustment, 5695, and then underneath that it says total purchase, cash advances, and other charges, $56.95, and that amount has been added to the other charges on my credit card. So I've been recharged, even though they gave me a, you know, credited my account. So they just slipped it in there as another charge.
Well, I would reach back out to the bank. Normally, you would see what's called a chargeback. If the bank disputed the charge and determined that the charges were valid, they removed the credit and you end up owing it again. But you need to reach back out to the bank for some clarification.
That's what I'm doing today at 2:30.
Yes.
So, okay. Then I guess, like I said, you've done everything that you can, and now I'm going to turn it over to the bank again. And they're going to, I'm sure they're going to issue me a new credit card. But the problem is, when that company out there says, we'll issue a credit, I'm sure they're going to say to the bank, or whoever, I'll say to the bank, okay, what credit card do you want this refund to go to? And just as soon as the bank says, this account, whatever that number is, XXXXX, then that company turns right back around and shoots a bill out to the bank. So it's they're playing a game, and I think I know how I can stop it, but the bank has to agree to it. So, okay, I guess we're done. You've done what you can do, and I'm going to see what I can do more with the bank, okay?
Okay, sir. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much for your call. Bye.